There isn't a very clear definition of what legal autonomous weapon systems are. And that's actually part of the problem and part of the equation as to what is being studied by the international community at this time. And different stakeholders and different states may have different perspectives as to what lethal autonomous weapon systems really are. But in general terms, when we talk about lethal autonomous weapon systems, we're talking about a weapon systems that has the ability to engage or target a specific area without human involvement. So you take the humans out of the equation and you have a weapon system that can function on its own. So that's what we're talking about when we're looking at lethal autonomous weapon systems. And for the last 10 years, the UN Office for Disarmament Affairs has been engaged with member states of the UN organization in looking at finding ways to better define, control, and really regulate this new area of emerging technology. Because it's really changing the way warfare can be taken forward. It's, you know, we're no longer talking about conflicts where you have boots on the ground and people interacting with conventional weapon systems. These are new and emerging technologies that are advancing very quickly, some with the use of artificial intelligence, others with less of it. But it's a very new area of work which we're just starting to regulate.
We hear a lot about weaponized drones, but there is no international laws to regulate that, or even a clear definition of autonomous weapons, as we just spoke. And also the degree of involvement of human decision making, which has made it very difficult to find consensus. And deadly drones in the same time are already being used in several of the world's militaries. What can you tell us about that? And what are the current international regulations on this topic?
The issue of drones is very much like the issue of lethal autonomous weapons in the sense that it is an area that is not fully defined yet. However, this being said, as is the case with laws, international humanitarian law, when we're talking about conflict and warfare, clearly defines what can and cannot be used and the means and the methods of warfare. And so that is applicable also to drones. The issue with drones, because we're in a little bit of a gray zone, is that it's not only has the potential of being used in wartime or warfare, but rather also in peacetime. What happens when and if lethal autonomous weapon systems or autonomous weapon systems or drones, weaponized drones, are used in peacetime? How is that regulated? How do we know what are the limits of what can be done? And that's where the international community needs to come together and establish those rules of engagement. That's where we are still working on that. And of course, technology is advancing very fast, and we have to keep up with this technology, and we have to be able to provide answers, as I said earlier, that are sustainable and in keeping with the rules of engagement of IHL, but also allow us to regulate their use in other scenarios. We're already seeing non-state armed actors making use of drones, making use of terrorist groups, organized crimes, making use of drones to traffic goods, to traffic weapons, to use them in nefarious ways. And therefore, the states need to have those tools, those international legal tools, to be able to regulate them. And so, yes, they are slightly different from lethal autonomous weapons, but the entire spectrum of emerging technology is one that is advancing extremely quickly, to which the international community needs to quickly catch up and be able to regulate them. We have the forums, we have the means, we have the international tools to go forth with this and regulate it. What we need is a little bit of political power to get this done. The Secretary General has been extremely clear and forceful in his messages in saying that in the case of lethal autonomous weapons, they must be prohibited. We cannot have weapons that apply without human involvement, that are applicable and that are used in settings that would go against international humanitarian laws.
You mentioned the ongoing discussion in the framework of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. However, we hear a lot of criticism about the consensus system, which governs discussion on lethal autonomous weapon systems within this framework. Many observers consider it as ineffective. Would you say that the CCW is still the most relevant forum to address this issue?
I would say that the CCW is a relevant forum to address lethal autonomous weapons systems. There are alternatives. The UN system has other means of going forward to find ways to regulate and prohibit these instruments. But the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons does offer a very flexible framework, which would allow us to reach an agreement based on consensus to define, characterize, and regulate and prohibit, in certain cases, these types of weapon systems. So I believe that the CCW is a good forum that could be used and for which laws could continue to progress in this.
There is also fears that technology moves on a faster pace than diplomacy. The High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, talked about the necessity of human rights to be baked into AI through its entire life cycle, and both governments and companies need to do more to ensure that guardrails are in place. Do you think that the UN can keep up with this fast-moving topic?
I fully agree with the High Commissioner. I think that AI, particularly when it comes to its military use and or its use in military domains, must be regulated, and human security, human rights, and international humanitarian law must be protected. And therefore, the only way to do this is to set in place the right parameters to prohibit the areas that need prohibition and to fully regulate the other areas. I believe that we can catch up with technology. Multilateral systems are usually very heavy and slow moving, but when there is political way, we have proven time and time again that when the international community desires to advance on a topic, it can. We've seen it in different disarmament forums where very short timelines have been set and objectives have been put forth, and the international community as a whole has stepped forward. Certainly from the Office of Disarmament Affairs, we are willing, ready, and able to accompany member states in making resounding decisions to legally prohibit the use and development of lethal autonomous weapon systems.